Hello, good morning. Is Alan available, please?
Yeah, speak.
Hi, Alan. How are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal. You inquired us to give you a call in relation to your compensation payment for a Scottish redress when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Yeah, it was just this.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you, Alan? You all right?
Aye, not bad.
Good stuff. So, my name is James Thompson. I've been allocated your case file, okay. Now, to get the claiming process, what we need to do, I need to go for a claim report with you. It takes about five minutes. Then we'll get a form of ID from yourself and a proof of address and get it fired over to the solicitors. Then you will be allocated a solicitor. Okay, they'll take on your case file. Now, the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, it can be more than that. That's just the average cost, okay?
Yeah.
Of what you get back. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go for a claim form with you now, Alan. It's going to take me 5 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good.
Cheers, bud. Bear with me just one moment, okay?
Right.
So, Alan, I'm just going to run through a series of questions with you.
Yeah.
It'll be if you, anything that don't apply to you, you can just say skip, okay?
Thank you.
Brilliant. So, it's Mr. Alan Fletcher, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Alan, bear with me a second. Can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's 30/12/87.
30/12/87/1987. Yeah, no problem at all. Okay, the best contact number we've got for you is the one I'm ringing you off now, is that correct?
Yeah, that's it, guys.
Brilliant stuff. Can you just confirm your postcode for me, please, Alan?
My postcode, did you just say?
Yeah, confirm your postcode.
It's 3537FL.
7 Sierra Lima, was that?
Yeah.
Oh. So, Golf 53, 7 Sierra Lima. Or is it Foxtrot Lima?
No, sorry. G537F for Fletcher and then L for Lima.
There we go. Right. Is it Polcap Road, is that correct?
Polcap Road, aye. That's and it's number 12.
Yeah, number 12, that's fine. No problem at all. The average time that it will take for you to get a compensation payment is roughly around about 6 to 8 months, okay? Once you get allocated with your solicitor, they'll let you know. All right. I've got an email address here for you as well on the register. It's Fletcher, sorry, is it FletchInnovations@gmail.com?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Do you have access to that email address, bud?
Yeah.
You do, brilliant. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a few questions now, Alan. Have you ever been known by any other names at all?
Well, I'm adopted, so I.
So what? What name
did you have originally? Originally, my name is Aaron Keep Kelly Logan or something like that. Aaron Keep Logan Kelly. I've got about 20 names, man. There's Albert and all that in there, I know.
Okay. Let's just put them down because they may match up with the register before you was obviously adopted.
Right.
Okay. So do you want to spell it for me? So I've got Alan. You want to spell the rest of it?
Aaron Keep is T-E-A-P-E.
Yes.
And then Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
Yep.
And then Kelly's K-E-L-L-Y. I think I've got other names in there, I know. I'd need to find my birth certificate.
Yeah, honestly, don't worry about it. That'll do for now, Alan, just so it matches up with records, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So just confirm your age for me, please, Alan.
I'm 38. Sorry, I had to think that.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I need to ask you this question. Have you got any terminal illnesses?
No.
No, that's fine. Brilliant stuff. What's the name of your local doctor's surgery, Alan?
Crookston Medical Practice.
Do you want to spell that for me, bud?
C-R-O-S-T-O-N, Crookston. I'm the worst person for spelling, mate.
Don't worry about it. The best. So is it Crookston, yeah?
Crookston Medical Practice.
I'm just going to get the records up, okay?
Yeah.
And that's in Glasgow. Is that on Dalmellington Road?
Yeah, that's right.
Is that matches up with the records here. Bear with me a moment, pal. All right.
Yeah, good.
How old were you when you went into childcare, can I ask, Alan?
I got taken off my parents as soon as I was born.
Okay.
So my mum was a drug addict, and I got taken off my parents right away.
Okay,
and my dad
was held
on till the day I was born.
Okay, so you was from birth, yes? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, did you go into foster care, or was that children's home from birth?
I think I got taken into care right away, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know if I was like it.
Give me a moment, buddy. Okay. That's fine. So I'll just put them there from birth. Now, in regards to you being within children care, did you witness abuse? Was it sustained to yourself?
Well, my adoptive parents were abusive to me.
Okay. So it was abuse towards yourself, yes?
Yeah.
What establishment type was you in? Was you in a children's home? Was you in foster care?
Yeah, foster care.
So it was foster care.
I reported them to the police years ago, and
right.
There wasn't enough to convict them. And one of my witnesses died.
Right, okay.
He was an old guy.
Was you in foster care from birth till you were 16?
Yeah. I actually left home when I was 16, foster.
Okay, give me a second. I just need to place that onto your report, okay?
Yeah. Well, I was adopted, sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Do you know the name in regards to the abuse? Was it a male and female?
Yeah, male and a female, yeah. Well, it was like physical abuse, not like sexual abuse.
No, that's fine, no problem at all, that's fine. It doesn't matter which sort of abuse,
it is
a form of abuse. So we have mental, physical and sexual, so it's not a problem. I'll mark them off shortly. In regards to the foster care and the foster parents, what were their names, the people that give you the sort?
Maria Fletcher.
Miss Maria Fletcher?
Yeah, and then David Fletcher.
Okay. You don't know their date of birth, do you, by any chance?
Nah, don't hell, man. Nah.
Don't worry about it. We'll be able to get them from records, okay. And that was till 16 years of age, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What I need to place on here as well, so we need to put on your report a next of kin or beneficiary. So what that means, because the amount that you can claim for compensation is a substantial amount of money, if anything was to happen to you from now until you were to receive that money and you were unable to receive that payment, who would you like it going to?
My wife.
Wife, let me put that on there. Give me a second. Give me a moment, bud. Alan, can I just take your wife's name, please?
It's Carol.
Is it Carol Fletcher?
Yeah, well, it's Carol Fletcher McPhee. She didn't want to get a girl name.
Is it MCFAA?
Yeah. No, MACPHEE or something. MACPHEE.
PHEE, I've got you. There you go.
Yeah.
Give me a moment. What's the date of birth, buddy? Sorry to put you on the spot there, Alan.
I think it's the 25th of July, 88.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. If it's not, you're banging trouble, aren't you?
I know. Tell me about it. The only reason why I know it is because I met her at a gig and I do the gig every year. So it's rough over then.
Good stuff. We need a contact number for her as well. We need to place it on your file, a contact number. You got a contact number for her, please?
If there's anything that... contact. I should really know her quite hard, but you don't use the numbers anymore, do you?
Yeah, no problem.
Brilliant
stuff. Now, is your partner aware of you being within childcare when you was younger? Is that correct?
Yeah. I suppose I was a nightmare.
Yeah, because we obviously have to ask that question. We've had people in the past that have been beneficiaries, but they've not known, so unfortunately they can't be a beneficiary because that is us. That's us breaching GDPR, okay? Because everything you tell us has to stay within confidence between me, because I'm your case handler, the solicitor, and yourself, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So that's the reason we have to ask that question, all right. What was the reason you was placed into care? Now, this question can be answered. It can be down to parents, it can be down to troubled child. Did you mention before, was it due to your mum having an addiction? Is that correct?
Yeah, my mum was a drug addict and my dad literally killed himself the day I was born. So.
Okay. Bear with me a moment, I'm going to place that on it. What did you say to you about your father, sorry?
My father killed himself the day I was born.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Okay. I just need to... Sorry to hear that, but I do need to put
that that's all right.
Report, buddy, all right.
I've been used to it all my life.
In regards to the compensation, okay, now, it's not there. It's not there, Alan, to heal any scars, unfortunately. They cannot...
I know.
I can imagine you're fully aware of that. But what it is, it's there to provide you with a brighter future. And obviously a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. Now, like I said, the average, this is just the average. Now, we're one of seven solicitors have been allocated to deal with these cases, and we've got 100% success rate on that, every case that we get accepted. And it is, the average is 45,000, but now it can be more than that. It can be, okay. But that is the average. We know £45,000 to a lot of people can be a life-changing amount of money, okay. So I will make you aware of that. Now, when you was in foster care, the local authority you was cared under, was that Glasgow Council?
Yeah, Glasgow.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, your parents' names, I need to put your parents' names on your report just to make sure they match up with records, okay?
What, my birth parents?
Yeah, your birth parents, yeah. So I'll take your mum's name first.
It's Christine Logan.
Christine, do you spell that for me, pal?
I don't know how to spell it, mate. Sorry.
Is it Christine, did you say? Christine?
Yeah, Christine.
Christine Logan. I've got that there. Let me just... Christine, T-I-N-E, Logan, L-O-G-A-N. Okay. Do you know your father's name?
Albert Peep.
Albert Peep, did you say?
Peep. And it's Peep's T-E-A-P. Oh, yeah,
I've got you. You don't know the date of birth, do you?
No, man, don't have a clue. I've got the birth certificate, I think. I've got the death certificate up there. I applied for them a couple of years ago.
I'll just put unknown, not to hand, okay?
Right, cool.
Bear with me a moment, Alan.
Because I know both my parents are deceased.
Okay, I'll place that onto there, all right. Give me a second. Yeah. Do you have any siblings, brothers or sisters, Alan?
Yeah, a lot.
How many have you got?
So I've got a brother and sister to my mum, my real mum, and then a brother and sister, two brothers and a sister to my dad, and then adoptive brothers and sisters. I've got a brother.
Right, in regards to your mum and dad, we'd need to place them onto the report. So the siblings with your mum and dad, okay. Now,
oh, just mum and dad.
Place their names onto your report, yes. We need to place their names onto the report just to make sure that they match up with records. So can I start by taking the first name of one of your siblings, please?
So my brother from my dad's side is John.
Yeah. What's your surname?
I think it's Teep.
Yep. Okay.
So it's basically like a half person. I've never met him. I've never seen them. My dad cheated on his wife, and then that's how I was born, and she was pregnant at the time. We're roughly about the same age.
Yep. Do you know the name?
No, I don't know their name at all, man.
Okay, fine. Next sibling?
My sister, Elizabeth Keith.
Give me a second. Okay, I will make you aware as well. These will not be contacted in any way, shape or form. It's just to make sure that they can match up with records, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
And the next sibling?
My brother from my mum's side, Eric Logan or Kelly. I'm not sure what his second name is. Either Logan or Kelly.
I'll put in brackets there, Kelly, okay?
Right. And then my sister's Maxine Kelly.
Maxine, did you say?
Yeah.
Give me a moment. Maxine Kelly, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Give me a moment. Okay, brilliant. So what I need to go through now with you, I just need to go through a little statement with you, all right? Before I do that, Alan, do you remember, obviously, you was from birth, so you don't remember any addresses that you lived at before then, do you? Because that would be non-applicable.
I don't know. I don't know where this is.
Give me a second.
Well, I know where my doctor parents did.
Yeah, it's not a problem. It's just down to you personally. So because you was from birth, I'd have to put in there, it's not applicable because you was in the care system from birth, okay?
Yeah.
So, Alan, I'm your case handler. You'll be able to contact me from Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 6:30 p.m. anytime if you do have any questions regarding your claim, okay? You will be allocated a solicitor. In the next 7 days, they'll have a chat with you and give you a call, all right? Now, the solicitors will be going into the highest payment possible they can do, okay? To cover their legal costs, there will be a charge of 20%. So if you was to be offered, let's say, £100,000, they would get £20,000 and you'd get £80,000, yeah? Okay. Now, I do need to read this out to you. It is a script. So before we discuss your case, I need to explain that your funding options clearly. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid from the government legal advice, okay? Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in government legal fee schemes, okay? So if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Is that okay?
Yeah. So I think it is no fee.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, that's fine.
So like I said, it's fine. In regards to the maximum they can charge is 20%. So like I said, as an example, if you get awarded 100,000, you'd keep 80, they'd keep 20 for their fees.
Yeah.
Okay, so they'll be going in for the highest maximum for you, all right?
Yeah.
Now, Alan, I do appreciate, in regards going back to the past, it can be a little bit distressing, so we'll try and keep the statement brief and as simple as we can, all right? So you've already mentioned to me there was physical abuse whilst you was in foster care. Give me a second. Now, in regards to the foster parents, in regards to physical abuse, I need to know a little bit in detail. Was it from both of them? Was it from one of them? How often was it?
Well, nearly every day. When I was about five or something, or four or five, then the abuse started.
Give me a second. Give me a second. I was around, would you say around about 5 or 6 years of age?
Yeah.
About 5 to 6 years of age, okay. Can you just explain the physical abuse? Did they attack you with any items?
Aye, okay, they used to hit me with everything you could get your hands on. Every kitchen item you can name, I've seen hit with.
Okay.
They used to lock me in a room, no feed me. I used to battle the kit with me. I wasn't allowed out, play, nothing like that.
Okay, remember me a sec. So they neglected you in regards with food as well, yeah?
Yeah, man. And they used to lock me in a room, and I used to have to, out the window or fucking peeing on the corner and I'd get leather for peeing in the room and all that.
Give me a second. And you had no access to bathroom facilities? Okay. In regards to that, that is a high form of abuse, okay, so I'll put that onto there.
I reported it to the police about 10 years ago, and they didn't have an investigation in that, but there wasn't enough evidence there because I was young in that to convict them. The police actually took them in and thing. But there wasn't enough evidence there for convict.
The legal team will address all this. Don't worry about that. Give me a moment. That abuse went on for a while, correct, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I've actually left my 16th birthday.
Give me a moment there, buddy, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to not go too far into it. I will elaborate on your case, okay? What I do need to ask you, in regards to your adulthood, now this is massively important. So with your adulthood, would you say you suffer with any sort of anxiety, trust issues?
I mean, I definitely. 100% trust issues, eh?
Okay. Give me a second.
I'm not as bad now as I used to be, but... because I've got my wife in that now, but I used to be really bad, and I ended up in hospital and that for mental health and stuff before, and that, like, about 10 years ago.
Give me a moment.
That was when I was reporting them for all the stuff.
Okay, give me a moment. I'm just popping all this on your file, okay? If we do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm not ignoring
that's
you.
Right.
I'm just making sure everything's down on here for you, okay?
Yeah, that's
PTSD, anxiety.
PTSD.
Okay, give me a moment.
Like, I've been alright for the last 10 years or something.
Okay. Give me a moment. Okay. Right, so I'm going to elaborate a bit on your statement there for you, Alan, okay? The solicitors will go through your statement with you. If there's anything that you'd like to add at that time, please do let them know, because they'll be able to add anything to it, okay? I've got a bit of a brief understanding of what's gone on. There could be a lot more to that, but while we're on the first initial call, we don't like to go into it as much as we can, because we appreciate how upsetting it can actually be, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So what I'm going to do for you now, I need to speak with our administration team. They're going to get you a message sent over via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile, Alan?
Yeah.
You do. So we need a form of ID and a proof of address that's been dated within the last 3 months, okay? So it can be any letter and any form of photo ID. So it can be passport, driving license, it can be a bus pass. As long as it's in date, Alan. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'll put you on hold for 60 seconds now. I'll come back to you. Look out for your message via WhatsApp. And also, you're going to receive an authorization email as well. All right, Alan. And that's everything completed then. You just need to wait for your call back from the solicitor within the next 7 days. So bear with me a moment, Alan. Give me 60 seconds. I'll be back with you. Thank you.
No problem.
Hiya, Alan. It's James. Can you hear me again?
Yeah, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So, administrations, we've now sent you a message by the application WhatsApp. If you just go onto your WhatsApp, you should have a message from us. It'll request a picture ID and a proof of address on there. If you get them fired through to us, I'll save them to your case file now. Now, what I'm going to do for your security, Alan, I'm going to place a password onto your report for you. Now, only you, me and the solicitors will know what your password is. So if anybody rings you up regarding your Scottish redress, all you need to say straight away is, what is my password? If they don't know it, you don't speak to them. It gives you security as well as us. Okay, what would you like your password to be, Alan?
Peep.
Yep. Yep, I'll put that on there for you. So I'll save that password for you now onto your case file, okay? Just having a look at... So in regards to your ID, perfectly fine, your driving licence. With a letter, make sure it's the full letter and it's dated.
Yeah, no, I don't know about the letter, because I hardly ever get in it, because you'd never get letters anymore.
Have you got a passport?
Hey, I've got a passport.
So use your passport, because we can use your driving licence as a form of proof of address. So if you just, rather than you looking for a letter, if you know where your passport is, just take a picture of your passport. We can use your passport as your photo ID and your driving license, because it's got your address on it. Okay, so it has to be your whole passport, so it has to be the top page and the bottom page when you open it up. Okay, and make sure it's a clear and not blurry photo, because it's for a government claim, you see, so it doesn't have to be clear.
Put me in the passport. Is that right?
Let's have a quick look at that. That is absolutely perfect. Okay, so I'm going to get them saved to your case file now, buddy, all right? So that's that done. Last but not least, just go onto your emails. There'll be an authorization email on there. It's a click.
I was wanting to do that when you were on hold.
Yeah. Say that again, buddy, Alan, you broke up
there. I was wanting to do that when you were on hold.
Let me just have a quick look. Yep, so you just need to click sign that. So it's just an authorization. It will state on there it's 20% maximum that the legal team are entitled to. So if you click on that, it should take you to, it should say click here to sign. It'll do an automatic electronic signature for you. Don't worry about it. It'll never match up to your signature. It's just authorization. That's all it is. Okay.
Yeah, I've done it, but it
there should be a green finish. There should be a green finish button once you've done that. It's not finished on our end. I need you to go back onto my email.
Okay.
Yeah, there'll be a green finish button, and that basically...
Oh, there's other ones on it, I think.
Yeah, take your time, bud.
I can't see the green finish button.
So, have you signed it once? There should be the bottom page as well. I think you have to sign the bottom page as well.
Oh, yeah. But it says, man, it does say
that. There you go.
Oh, right, I need to say okay.
Yep, and then once there should be a green finish button that pops up.
Oh, I don't see a green finish button. That's excellent.
Is it at the top at all, or...?
I've got it now. I signed the bottom one and not the top one.
Right, yeah, apologies, I should have said. There you go, that's been done, Alan. So I can see that's been done our end, buddy. All right, so brilliant, that's everything completed. Like I said, my name's James Thompson. I am your case handler. Any questions throughout the whole process, do not hesitate to contact me back. All you have to do now is just wait for the solicitors, and they'll be contact with you to discuss your case with you. Okay, bud.
Cool.
Brilliant, Alan. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your week. Remember, do not hesitate to give me a call if you've got any questions. Cheers, Paul.
Cool. Thank you.